Pennsylvania lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require home sellers to disclose flood risk to potential buyers. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports the goal is to encourage people to get flood insurance.
Flooding in Pennsylvania has caused property damage, forced people out of their homes, and in some cases, taken lives. As climate change threatens more intense storms, flood events in the state are predicted to surge. Yet fewer than 2% of insured homes in Pennsylvania include flood protection. The legislation would require sellers to disclose information like flood damage history and flood insurance requirements. Democratic State Representative Perry Warren is the bill's sponsor.
We are trying to raise awareness of the possibility of flooding and that they may want to insure against damage to the property that can be caused by a flood event.
The bill has been reported out of committee and awaits a vote on the House floor. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
The School District of Philadelphia kicked off its back-to-school bus tour today at the School of the Future in Fairmount Park. Adam Northam with the district says everything from sports physicals to free backpacks will be offered during the 2.5-week-long tour.
Any questions that parents have, we will either be able to answer or we'll find an answer for them.
SEPTA officials will also be available to help parents of the 55,000 students with bus passes figure out a new way to get to campus. SEPTA's major service cuts are scheduled to go into effect the day before school starts. Very, very hot outside on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 92 in Chester, Atlantic City at 87 degrees there on the beach. Princeton at 92, slightly cooler at Rehoboth Beach where it's 84. And in the heart of Philadelphia, 93 degrees. Overnight, not providing much relief. Clear skies, lows dipping down into the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, we are flirting with 100.